Joining us now from Boston, Massachusetts, is Nam Pham. He is president of the Next Vietnam Foundation. He's also a member of the board of directors of Viet Aid. That's a Boston organization dedicated to improving the lives of Vietnamese Americans. Hello, Nam Pham. Thank you for being with us. And what do you think about the prime minister's visit?
First, I was disappointed that President Bush would welcome Mr. Khai to the White House before Vietnam has show any real reform, any real respect for democracy and human rights for Vietnamese people. Then I thought that if you really, really have to meet with him, the president should raise the issues that is very important to Vietnamese Americans, is that there are certain standards, certain human rights standards that any country should adhere to.
I gather this is a view that's pretty widely held in the community of people who fled Vietnam after the war. That includes you.
Yes. I would also like to mention that not just Vietnamese American, but also Vietnamese in Vietnam also pay a lot of attention and care a lot about human rights for them. Because we in America, we can just talk about it without any consequences. But for Vietnamese in Vietnam, if they raised any concern about the government abuses of human rights, their life would be in danger.
Vietnam does remain a communist state. It does have a parliament there, and there are those who say it allows other parties, that there are some political reforms underway, although it's not a government that any American would necessarily choose to live under.
I think many Vietnamese would not choose to live on either if they got a choice. Vietnam now, there is no other parties allowed by the government to operate except the Communist Party.
You know, a lot of theorists think that trade was very important in breaking open the Soviet Union, in bringing the end of communism in Europe, that this process of engagement with other countries will lead Vietnam to open. And really, what alternative is there?
I think engagement is good. If it is constructive in the sense that we have to continue to raise the issues of democracy, of accountability, of transparency. Without those things, trade with Vietnam or any dictatorships will only enhance the power of those dictators.
But you know, Nam Pham, there are statistics gathered by the government anyway in Vietnam that show income is going up, that people's lives are getting better, that the living standard is improving for all people throughout Vietnam.
I agree with that. But if you have a lot of room to grow because you basically try to improve the life of very, very poor people, then Vietnam remains one of the poorest countries on earth. And on top of that, the gap between the people who have a lot of money, who are the government officials, and the poor farmers in the Mekong Delta is huge.
Nam Pham is a banker living in Boston, Massachusetts, and he's president of the Next Vietnam Foundation. Nam Pham, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.